Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Penguin Solutions, ticker PENG. Today, we're diving deep into this company to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Everything you need to know as a long-term investor looking to build wealth. If you're into money, markets, and making smart moves, stick around because we've got a lot to unpack about this player in the tech infrastructure space. Let's get started. Quick overview of Penguin Solutions. For those who might not be fully up to speed, Penguin Solutions operates in the technology sector, specifically focusing on infrastructure solutions. They're carving out a niche in an industry that's all about innovation and scalability, providing critical support for businesses navigating the digital age. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they're not a small fish, but they're also not the biggest shark in the ocean just yet. Their mission is to power the backbone of modern tech, and they've got a workforce and strategic vision to match. Now let's talk about what's been happening with them lately and set the stage for our analysis. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Penguin Solutions has been making waves with a strong showing in their most recent earnings call for Q4 and FY 2025. They reported a hefty 17% revenue increase year over year, which is a solid signal of growth, especially in a competitive sector. There's also buzz around their strategic partnerships and innovations, which seem to be paying off. On the performance front, their stock has shown decent momentum over the past few months, with gains that outpace some of their industry peers in the shorter timeframes, like the last 3 and 6 months. But as long-term investors, we're not just here for the quick wins. We want to know if this can sustain over years. So let's break it down through a SWOT lens to see where Penguin Solutions stands and where it could be headed. Strengths: robust revenue growth. That 17% year-over-year revenue jump from the latest earnings call is no small feat. It shows they're not just holding ground, but actively expanding their market share. For us long-term folks, consistent top-line growth like this is a green flag for future compounding. Strategic partnerships. The earnings call highlighted key alliances that are positioning Penguin Solutions as a go-to player for tech infrastructure. These partnerships aren't just fluff, they're driving real business and opening doors to new markets. Positive cash flow metrics. Digging into their financials, their free cash flow yield is looking healthy. This means they've got the cash to reinvest in growth or even reward shareholders down the line, which is music to our ears as investors focused on sustainable returns. Innovation focus. They're not sitting still. The emphasis on cutting-edge solutions in their recent updates suggests they're staying ahead of the tech curve, a must in this fast-moving industry. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're generating cash, a heavy debt load can be a drag if interest rates climb or if growth slows. It's something to watch closely. Margin pressures. Despite the revenue growth, their net profit margin isn't as impressive as I'd like. Costs seem to be eating into profitability, which could signal inefficiencies or heavy spending. For long-term holders, we need to see if they can tighten this up. Segment challenges. The earnings call mentioned struggles in certain business segments. Not every part of their operation is firing on all cylinders, and that uneven performance could weigh on overall results if not addressed. Opportunity expansion. With tech infrastructure demand only growing as businesses digitize, Penguin Solutions has a massive runway to tap into new regions and industries. Their geographic revenue segments show they're already diversified, but there's room to push harder. Innovation leadership. If they keep doubling down on R&D, as hinted in their strategic initiatives, they could solidify a leadership spot. Think next-gen solutions that lock in clients for the long haul. Huge potential for us as investors if they execute. Favorable industry trends. The tech sector, especially infrastructure, is riding a wave of growth. Penguin's industry performance metrics show positive trends over multiple timeframes, and if they can capitalize on this tailwind, the upside is significant. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. If earnings keep growing as projected, this could mean the stock is undervalued right now, a nice entry point for long-term players like us. Threats. Competitive pressure. The tech infrastructure space is crowded with heavy hitters. If Penguin Solutions doesn't keep innovating, or if a competitor rolls out a game-changing product, they could lose ground fast. We've got to keep an eye on industry dynamics here. Economic sensitivity. Their debt levels make them vulnerable to macroeconomic shifts. If we see a slowdown or tighter credit conditions, that balance sheet could become a real problem. As long-term investors, we need to factor in these broader risks. Segment-specific risks. Those underperforming segments I mentioned earlier, they could become a bigger drag if not fixed. The earnings call didn't sugarcoat this, and it's a reminder that not all parts of the business are bulletproof. Market volatility. Even though their performance has been solid lately, the tech sector can be a roller coaster. Short-term dips could spook retail investors, even if the long-term story remains intact. We've got to stay focused on the bigger picture. Deeper insights for long-term investors. Now let's tie some of this together with a few extra nuggets. On the financial front, their operating cash flow is trending positively, which backs up their ability to fund growth without constantly tapping external capital. But I can't ignore that debt. It's a bit of a thorn in an otherwise promising story. If they can deleverage over the next few years, I'd feel a lot more confident. Also, their capital expenditure is notable, suggesting they're investing heavily in future growth. That's great for the long haul, but it does squeeze short-term profitability, so patience is key here. From a valuation standpoint, that forward PE I mentioned earlier aligns with growth expectations from analysts. It's not screaming cheap, but it's not overpriced either. More of a fair deal with upside if they hit their targets. And speaking of targets, the earnings call summary emphasized management's optimism about long-term growth through partnerships and innovation. I like hearing that confidence, but as savvy investors, we know execution is everything. Short and medium term, there could be some bumps. Those segment challenges and competitive pressures might cause volatility, but for us long-term thinkers, these could be buying opportunities if the core story holds. The industry trends are in their favor, so it's about whether Penguin Solutions can keep pace or even lead the charge. Closing thoughts. So what's the verdict on Penguin Solutions? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with strong growth potential, backed by solid revenue increases and a clear focus on innovation. However, the debt and margin concerns are real, and they need to address underperforming segments to truly shine. The opportunities in the tech infrastructure space are massive, but so are the risks if they stumble on execution or get outmaneuvered by competitors. For now, I'd say Penguin Solutions is a stock worth watching closely. Maybe not a slam dunk immediate buy, but definitely one to keep on your radar if you believe in the sector's growth story. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Penguin Solutions in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.